two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic.
Well, we've talked in the past about Smith's Ballpark, the Bees, and the situation going on there with the Bees, the baseball team moving out to South Jordan. We're going to talk about another issue right now, and that is that business owners in that area at about 1300 South Main, kind of right there in Salt Lake City, worried about the increased number of shootings in their neighborhood. I'd be worried. The latest came over, I saw this news release come over email over the weekend, Dave, where a 17-year-old boy was dropped off at the hospital like 3 o'clock in the morning with a gunshot wound. And then I continued to read the Salt Lake City Police Department's press release, and it seemed like what led up to him being dropped off at the hospital was some sort of a shootout, like, in that neighborhood. It just has all kinds of problems written all over it for the people who live out there and have businesses out there.
And this is not the first time gunfire erupts in this area. It is fairly common. We've known this. Being in the news business, we've covered many shootings in this area. But remember, when the Bees decided to move, the Miller family agreed to raise essentially $100 million to help rejuvenate this area and to invest in this area. So if you have rampant crime and violent crime with shootouts like the OK Corral, then that is really going to threaten the investment that is in this area.
Rob Phillips, who our friends at KSL 5 TV talked to, in fact, we're going to talk to Shelby Lofton in just a moment. She has been working on this story and done an excellent job talking to people who live in that area and work in that area. Rob is the co-owner of Roja Brewing Project. It is a brewery just a few blocks away from where that shooting happened the other night. He said it's not uncommon, to have these kinds of situations happen. Shelby, that's like shots of gunfire in the ballpark area?
It's right behind Major Street. There's a set of townhomes, condominiums right behind. Someone reached out to us and had that Ring camera video. I lost count of how many gunshots are in that video.
So just for our listeners' sake, this is like Ring doorbell camera video?
Yes, on someone's back porch.
And these are the gunshots. Unreal.
So, Shelby, what are the concerns in the area from the business owners and residents that you were able to talk to?
There are a lot of business owners who have been there for years, and they said they've seen it go up and down. They felt that they've made a lot of progress right before COVID, and then the pandemic hit, and they lost a lot of longtime businesses there whose owners were very determined to turn around that neighborhood, who wanted to make it safer. And now they said that this one building, which they believe is vacant, it's at 1485 Major Street. They believe it's vacant, but it's where two gunfights that we know of have occurred. And it's drawing a crowd. They don't know who it is. These businesses are closed when these gunfights happen. They're happening at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. But it's not uncommon for them to find shell casings when they go on a walk during their break. It's not uncommon for them to see that street full of cars, and they don't know who's driving those cars.
It's unsafe. I mean, this is flat out unsafe. I'm still trying to get over all of those shots that were fired, because what I read in the email from the police department, I had no idea of the scope of. It's literally, like Dave said, it's a shootout at the OK Corral, and this is happening in a neighborhood. You know, and you said that Rob Phillips had his business hit in 2020.
Where there was some shooting that occurred across the street, and a stray bullet did come across into the window.
My goodness.
Yes. And he's so concerned about his employees. He said, thankfully, that particular shooting happened when they were closed, but he has people coming early to get everything set up.
Well, yeah.
And they said, Rob, did you know that we have a window shot out? And there's a bullet lying on the ground inside his business. It's frightening. He says he watches the news every morning, and it's not uncommon to see his business in the background. And then he runs to Twitter to see what happened. He's trying to connect the dots. He's going to city council members to see what is happening in that neighborhood.
What has the Salt Lake City Police Department said?
So the Salt Lake City Police Department told us that they believe this most recent shooting that happened on Sunday morning, they believe it happened between two groups of people, that an individual fired at one group and then they returned fire. But as we all just heard, that was a lot of gunshots in rapid succession. They told us that this incident is not reflective of the ballpark neighborhood. We went back 1 year, July 3rd of 2022. We covered another shooting on this same street in the same exact location. The chief of Salt Lake City Police told us this is not reflective of the ballpark neighborhood. And the business owners I talked to there said, that's just simply not true. Look at how many incidents we have. This is reflective of our neighborhood, and we want it to change.
So there's a disconnect between what the police are seeing and then what the actual residents are seeing.
There is. Well, quite a significant one.
And the residents feel unsafe.
They do feel unsafe.
They feel unsafe. And if you don't feel safe in your own community, if you don't feel safe with your workers, your employees showing up at 6 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, whatever time they have to show up, that community feels unsafe. And that's all I need to hear to be convinced that the police department needs to do more. What's on tap? What are they going to be doing?
So they've told us that they have this Liberty Bike Squad that really focuses the majority of their attention on this neighborhood. They gave us a lot of numbers, said that they've had, I believe, 1,500 dedicated hours of proactive policing in this neighborhood. And they said year to date, crime is down overall, and crime is down in this neighborhood as well. But still, we're seeing these issues, and typically they're in the overnight hours. Rob Phillips, the owner of Roja Brewing, he told me that he does talk to police often. He's calling in drug situations happening outside his business. He said there's a huge issue with prostitution there. He said he's satisfied with the response times, but there's not always that follow-up. There's not always those updates.
What about the proactive policing where it's not where cops aren't responding to an incident, but they're proactively patrolling? I'm sure that's going to be one of many angles that you continue to follow.
Absolutely. We'll have to continue on that.
Shelby, great reporting.
Thank you.
Great reporting. You can see Shelby's full report at KSLTV.com. And keep us updated.
I will.
Keep us updated. Let us know where the story takes you.
One of the difficulties, Debbie, and when you hear the police department cite these kind of numbers, like, hey, citywide crime has decreased 16%. Okay, well, we're talking about specific hot spots. We're talking about this area. I don't need overall statistics. Because
if you live in the ballpark area, I mean, you don't want people in other parts of the community being victimized by crime, but it's like it doesn't really affect you like it does if you hear that gunfire right down the street from your house.
Yeah, you know? There are hot spots, and this is not unique to anywhere. Every big city has hot spots, and when they flare up, you just like a good firefighter. You got to jump in there, and you got to squash it. You've got to make sure you get that under control as quickly as possible.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.